you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Global referendum strategy. Politicians can ignore protests. They can ignore polls. They can ignore reality for surprisingly long periods. See climate change, 1970 to present. They cannot ignore 280 million cryptographically verified humans saying, "Do this thing or we vote you out." What you're actually building. The goal. Build a privacy-preserving, globally verifiable referendum showing public support for a 1% treaty and your decentralized institutes of health. A website where people say, "Please stop letting me die of stupid dings," in a way that lawyers find convincing. Requirements: auditable, so politicians can't claim it's fake, though they will try. 3.5% global participation. 280 million plus verified votes. That last number isn't arbitrary. Once 3.5% of a population actively supports something, it becomes probably irresistible. Every time so far, across all cultures for centuries. More on that later. The principles: verifiability, cryptographic proofs that votes are real. Privacy: nobody knows who you voted for, including us. Equity works for everyone, including people without bank accounts or government IDs, which is most of Earth. Transparency, open source code so anyone can audit it. Viral growth, target 99% detection, 1.0. Each person brings more than one person, which is how avalanches work. Greater than 99% fraud detection with less than 1% false positives. The bottom line: $250 million for the campaign, funded by Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. Target cost, less than $1 per verified participant. You spend more marketing soda. 280 million verified humans saying, "Do this or lose your job," to every politician on Earth. That's not a petition. Petitions are what you ignore. That's a pink slip with 280 million signatures. On why 3.5% is the magic number. The 280 million target is based on the 3.5% rule, when 3.5% of a population actively participates in sustained nonviolent action, the movement has historically won, every time so far. Civil rights, US, crossed 3.5%, ended segregation. Indian independence, crossed 3.5%, kicked out the British Empire. Women's suffrage crossed 3.5%, won the vote. Previous movements required marching in the rain, getting tear gassed, or going to prison. This one requires clicking a button from the toilet. People show up for the healthcare. Politicians see 280 million verified supporters. The math suggests the treaty becomes very difficult to ignore.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.